And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. It's a sunny day in Southern California after all that rain, and we have a great guy on the line from his home headquarters of Norse Lithium Batteries. That's James Holst. We're going to be talking. This guy is the guru when it comes to Norsk Lithium and lithium batteries itself. You're going to learn a lot on this show. Stay tuned. Southern California Sport Fishing Voice is Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rock Cod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters. 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Hi, this is Bill Varney, and when I'm not surf fishing, I'm at California's premier outdoor recreation shows. The Bart Hall Shows, January 25th through 28th at the Long Beach Convention Center, and February 15th through the 18th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Details at hallshows.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. I've been waiting for this show. This is going to be so much fun. You said, Pete, man, having James on here, you're going to learn a lot. I guarantee you that is the case.
Yeah.
Today's going to be a rad show.
Yeah, good morning, James.
Hi, James.
Good morning, everybody. I'll do my best.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Now, you guys are basking in the sunshine back there, right?
Man, we've had some crazy weather this year, as I know you guys have, too. So Minnesota, I'm sure you think of cold temperatures, lots of snow. We've had essentially no snow this winter at all.
Crazy.
But we did get lasted like 2 days, and I would say for the last 2.5 weeks, our temperatures have been in the 40s and 50s.
Whoa.
That's wild.
That's wild. Yeah, well, you can have some of this rain we've got. We've got enough.
Exactly.
We're not used to this kind of stuff, this weather stuff.
It was 40 when I left my house this morning.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. But anyway, it's the good news is the fishing season for all of us is heating up. I was watching the dolphin leave Fisherman's Landing this morning on a half-day trip. Finally, they're finally getting back out and going fishing. And so fishing season is right here. It's happening, and that means that people better get their boats ready. And which brings the first question about lithium batteries. Okay, everybody always talks about winterizing your boat, especially where you are. We don't need to do that so much here, but you know, batteries
sure.
lose a charge and such like that. Is that something that you have to worry about with Norsk Lithium?
You know, really you don't. And just lithium batteries in general have very low parasitic loss, passive loss. So you compare it to a lead-acid battery that might lose 20-25% of its capacity each month. A quality lithium battery is probably going to only lose 1.5% to 2% per month. So as long as you don't have a draw on that battery, you can put a boat into storage with confidence and know that 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, a year, you're going to be just fine. So it's a completely different animal when it comes to putting a boat up in storage.
Wow, and there's no winterizing of a battery like that.
No, sir. I mean, there is a threshold where you'd probably want to bring a lithium battery in out of the cold, and that's depending on the battery, extended periods of time at 20 or 30 below zero, right? So pretty rare parts of the world where you're going to see that. Here in Minnesota, I mean, we get cold weather. I do not bring the batteries out of my boat. My boat is in cold storage, and I've had the same set of Norsk Lithium batteries in the bow of the last four boats, and no issues. So they're very maintenance-free. So completely different than a lead-acid battery.
I want to get that straight. You said you had the same batteries in your last four boats?
Yeah, so I've been, you know, I'm the kind of guy that changes boats rather frequently. For a long time, I've been getting a new boat every year. You would say, why are you so crazy to do that? But I actually enjoy rigging boats and, you know, getting into new boats. So I've been jumping the same set of lithium batteries from one boat to the next, kind of as a durability test, right? Everybody says, well, lithium batteries will last forever. But if I get new batteries every year, can I really say that? So what I'm going to do is keep using the same set of batteries until they no longer work. And so far, they're awesome. They no loss of capacity that I can tell. Haven't replaced them in four boats.
And how many years do you have on these? Is that 4 years, or are we stretched out even longer at this point?
We're at five years now. The boat I have now, I'm going to run for a second year. As many people know that, you know, once you start getting these really complex rigging scenarios, lots of electronics and forward-facing sonar, my desire to rig a new boat every year has gone down.
Yeah. I believe that.
No kidding. So why don't you tell us a little bit about... So our first question is, you mentioned 40 below. What happens at 40 below?
You know,
Rick doesn't go fishing.
Nobody goes fishing. I mean, a battery, regardless of chemistry, it's a chemical process, right? And right. At really low temperatures, every chemical process slows way down, right? So at 40 below zero, it's kind of a theoretical limit. I have never met a person that's out in the boat fishing at 40 below zero.
Oh, yeah.
But I think the point the engineers are trying to make by having that threshold at the bottom is that this battery is not going to have the same power, the same capacity at 40 below that a person would be used to at, say, 32 degrees. I would bet you'd probably only have about half the capacity, and that's just the nature of, you know, at that temperature, those chemical processes just slow way down.
Now, one of the advantages of Norsk Lithium batteries is the app and that you have, the Guardian app. And so I'm sitting here near my boat. I haven't used it in a few weeks or a few months or whatever. I can bring that app up and see exactly what's on the charge on that battery, right?
Yeah, just walk past your boat. You don't have to open any hatches or covers or anything like that. Fire up the Norsk Guardian app. I mean, it'll tell you status. It'll tell you voltage. Just a super easy-to-use interface. Just give the guy confidence to know that, you know, if you're going to go fishing the next day, just pull up the app, see where everything's at, off you go. And it's just a great way to monitor, well, you know, what I consider, you know, a really critical part of you know, a boat without good DC power. Nothing, all the fancy stuff. And by fancy, I mean like, you know, the fish finders or radars or even outboards. None of it works. So really the condition of your batteries is very foundational. And we, with the app, we just make it super easy to monitor everything. And then there's we have the ability to actually, if somebody has an issue or a question, we can see that same data in our office. So if somebody calls customer service and says, hey, I've got a question about this battery, we can actually pull that data up on our end and see the same data and help troubleshoot. So it's just a phenomenally powerful tool where the customer has access to the information, we have access to the information, and I would say we're able to solve 95% of all questions or problems that people have with one call, as long as they're using the app, because it gives us so much information to help diagnose.
Wow, that's incredible. That is incredible. Now, we discussed the Yamaha outboard issue. Yamaha, if you have a Yamaha outboard, I guess they for some reason haven't approved lithium batteries for as a start battery yet. It's okay to use it, but it voids your warranty. What's the story on that?
So it actually doesn't void your warranty, right? So the Magnuson-Moss Act clearly states, and I don't want to get legal on this kind of stuff, but I want to be clear. To void a warranty, the manufacturer has to show that that product caused the failure, right?
Gotcha.
So the issue here is, it's not that Yamaha is saying, wow, this is going to, you know, damage your outboard. They just haven't approved it for use. And I've run Yamaha outboards for decades, and I kind of appreciate their approach. I mean, I would love for them to put out requirements for lithium batteries so we could start selling more batteries to Yamaha owners. But their approach is very conservative, and by that I mean they're going to do a lot of testing, they're going to set standards, and it's going to happen at their own pace. So we have a lot of people running lithium starting batteries, right? I mean, there's a lot of people doing it. But you just have to understand that Yamaha has not, as of yet, stated what their requirements are for compatibility. And for that reason, you know, if somebody just bought a new boat, and when they ask me this question, I always just tell them, hey, just go by the Yamaha guidelines, run a lead acid battery, put lithiums to power everything else, and when Yamaha gets around to putting out some requirements for compatibility, then they can be a customer for a starting battery as well.
I get it, too, that, you know, because you enlightened us in the past talking about the quality difference that Norisk offers versus some, you know, you can find lithium on some fly-by-night website for very inexpensive, or you can find lithium, you know, that's a real investment, and it all has to do with the parts and pieces. So, you know, if they just blanketly say, oh, yeah, lithium's no problem, and then somebody puts a truly inferior product that's not to the quality standards of a Norisk battery, you know, you just can't blanketly say go ahead and then expect everything to be at the same quality that you guys produce.
100% correct. I mean, when people will ask, you know, justify the price of your batteries, and I'll tell them that the cells alone, the cost to us that we put in our batteries is more than some people are charging for their entire battery.
Wow.
And my analogy is G. Loomis makes rods, and Shakespeare makes rods. They have the same number of eyes. They both have a real seat. They are not the same product, right? And that's not a shot at Shakespeare. There are companies that make really high quality products, and they're known for doing so. And there are other companies that make products that are of a much lesser quality, and there is a customer for that. So, if somebody's looking for a super high quality battery with a company that's going to stand behind it forever, that's us.
Yeah.
Talk about the Norisk prismatic cells and why they're superior.
Prismatic cells are incredibly durable, right? What I like about prismatic cells is you've got a lot of energy, very high dense, energy dense form factor, and it's encased in a metal enclosure. It's shrink wrapped. It's very robust. It allows us to make a super durable marine battery product. And it's not that you can't make good batteries with cylindrical cells. You can. But because cylindrical cells tend to have a wide range of quality, when people go to make a less expensive battery, they're looking at low-quality cylindrical cells, and then that lack of quality and attention to build, really, you'll find that throughout the entire battery. The internal racking isn't up to snuff. The wiring is really of poor quality. The BMS is not of quality. So it's not that you can't build a good quality battery with a cylindrical, but we see that most of the really inexpensive lithium batteries on the market, that's what they're using.
Gotcha. Yeah. So circling back to the Yamaha and things, so you said that you could power your outboard with a lead acid battery for a start battery, but then you have all your accessory items on a Norsk lithium battery. Do you need two separate chargers for that system?
Oh, good question.
No, not at all. So let's just talk about it. If charging them off the outboard, what is typically done is people will run a battery isolator. And my guess is the boats that you guys are running around in, you know, being larger than what we see here in the Midwest on freshwater, my guess is most of the boats down there in the San Diego Harbor came from the factory with a battery isolator. And what that isolator will do is it will isolate the starting battery from another bank of batteries that can both be charged by the alternator. And you can set different voltages. So the starting battery would charge at one voltage, and the lithium battery that could be used to power, you know, electronics, et cetera, would be charged at another. So it's just it's not a very expensive accessory. I have one in my boat from Victron that I think cost a couple $100 and does just a phenomenal job of allowing, you know, that old reliable lead acid starting battery, you know, for the Yamaha. Or you could use an AGM. I kind of consider them kind of the same beast, right? Lead acid or AGM. And then you can have lithium throughout the rest of your boat with absolutely no issues. Now, when it comes to like a ship to shore charger, one that you plug in at the dock to AC power, there's just great chargers out there that allow each bank to select the charge curve that you want. So on bank number one, you can do lead acid or AGM. On bank two, three, four, you know, even five, you can select lithium, and that charger will handle the charging of all the batteries in your boat, and it will, you know, it will give the right charge current to each battery. So pretty slick system.
Yeah, that is cool. That is. So, and those are available. Those type of battery chargers are pretty much available anytime.
Oh, sure. I mean, Noco, Genius, Minn Kota PCL, Dual Pro, PS4 Auto. I mean, it's just about every one of the major battery manufacturers now. They have a multi-bank battery charger that has selectable charge profiles. And it's just a push button for each bank. You know, selection number one is AGM, number two is number one is lead acid, number two is AGM, and number three is lithium. So super easy to do, and make sure that each of your batteries is getting the charge that it needs.
That's awesome.
So if you take it out of the system, I'm just kind of being the devil's advocate here. If you take it out of the charging system of the motor, in other words, you're not charging that Norsk lithium battery, it's not an issue if you're running a lot of electronics on that Norsk lithium battery. It's not going to discharge in a days of fishing.
I mean, if you throw a couple 27-inch Garmin screens on it, you might, right? Depends on the battery, depends on what you're running.
Gotcha.
I would say the most common battery that we sell for people looking to power electronics is the 100-amp-hour 12-volt. It's a Group 27 case, so you have 100 amp hours. And if you were to run, let's say, three 12-inch screens, you're right at about 8 amps per hour. So that way you could power all three of those screens for 12 hours with no issue. Now, if you start adding four screens, five screens, you could potentially chew through that battery in a day. But then what I would recommend is a DC to DC charger. So I know a lot of the boats out on big water out there on the west coast, you guys run your outboards frequently throughout the day. So what you can do there is use a DC to DC charger, and that connects from your starting battery over to your house bank. Uh-huh. And when the starting battery is full, the extra current goes to the house battery and keeps it charged, keeps it topped off. And I use those in my boat, and they are just a brilliant product.
Oh, okay. So there's the solution right there. Now, you know, one of the things that you guys probably don't need to worry about on the lakes up there in Minnesota are sea keepers. But we, a lot of us, are going to smaller sea keepers, sea keeper one, sea keeper two, sea keeper three. There are battery powered sea keepers. So if that's the case, you could do that to keep your sea keeper powered up, because they do have a tendency to draw some current there.
Yeah, absolutely, particularly at startup. And I know from talking with, you know, with you and, you know, anglers all over that are running these small sea keepers, they're spinning them up. They're starting them at the dock at the beginning of the day, and then they get over that, you know, that startup current draw, and then they use battery power for the rest of the day to keep it spinning. And it seems to work really, really well. One of the nice things about lithium batteries is your voltage stays really consistent from beginning of the discharge cycle to almost to the end. Versus if you try to do that with lead acid really quickly, you know, you're below 12 volts, that battery is kind of struggling. Where lithium, for about 90% of the discharge curve, that voltage stays kind of flat, you know, above 13 volts. So it's a whole different beast as far as being able to provide like a high voltage current consistently for a long time.
Yeah, gotcha. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. James is a wealth of knowledge, obviously, and we haven't even tapped the surface here of Norsk Lithium batteries and his knowledge about running your boat on Norsk Lithium.
And just advantages and how things change and rigging the whole nine is going to be a great show. Lots of great info, and we want to talk to you, man. If you've got questions, we would love to have you join us here on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. Give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup. Or send us a text. The text the show option, so popular now here on Let's Talk Hookup. Lots of great texts have already come through this morning, and we're going to be reading a lot of them on today's show. If you want to text in a question, the only way to do that is to download the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. You don't get any spam, no BS, just some great information on Let's Talk Hookup. You can listen to all of the archive shows on Let's Talk Hookup. You can get great information about the show, and it's the only source to send in your text questions to the show. Also, when you do text in your question, make sure you include your contact info, just a name and a phone number, so that we can get a hold of you at the end of the show in case you win today's big prize. And let me tell you, you're definitely going to want to do that today, because we are giving away a killer prize to one lucky caller at the end of the show. Check this out. So one lucky caller or texter at the end of today's show is going to win a full day trip on board the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing, and you're going to get two tickets to the PCS show at the OC Fairgrounds in Costa Mesa coming up March 7th through the 10th. How cool is that? Again, that's available to a caller or a texter. It'll be decided on a coin flip at the end of the show today, and then that'll determine whether the winner comes from the caller side or the texter side. So, again, if you want to get through, give us a call, 213-432-1090, and when we come back, we're going to be taking those calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresi of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Hi, I'm Bart Hall, and I want to thank you for visiting our shows over the last 76 years. Many of you hearing this will have caught your first fish at the Kids Fish Free Trout Pond. And this year at the Bart Hall Shows, February 15th to 18th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, we are going to gather once again to celebrate the passion of outdoor recreation. Please come and join us. And while you're there, stop by the Coastal Conservation Association of California booth and become a member. California needs your help, and CCACAL is the only organization with any chance of protecting our fishing access. This year, CCACAL will start the Star Tournament in Southern California. This is one of the nation's most successful fishing tournaments, but it is the first time it's been introduced to California. Win fabulous prizes, including a brand new Parker boat and Yamaha motor. Learn all the details of the Star Fishing Tournament at the CCACAL booth at the Bart Hall Shows. Details at hallshows.com.
The PCS show is coming, and we will have our best ever booth at the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Check us out in the wildly popular saltwater building at the PCS show in Costa Mesa, where we will have some amazing deals for you on rods, reels, lures, and clothing. Everything at the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth will be on sale. And as always, our expert staff will help you select that perfect setup for the fish you want to pursue. For saltwater tackle at the PCS show, your best stop is the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth.
Want to take your catch from fresh to superior grade? This is Robbie Gant from AFCO. We developed the tools for the EKGMA process. Circuit Breaker is specially designed to disable the full length of the fish's spinal cord. The memory-resistant wire of AFCO's Circuit Breaker will not bend or kink, even after repeated use. Take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Available at a dealer near you or check out AFCO.com.
Like Robbie said, take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Check AFCO.com or your favorite tackle retailer.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound tests for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound tests for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning right off the bat, man. James, such a wealth of knowledge. Having a great time talking Norris Lithium. Again, if you want to get through, the phones are 100% back full right now, but there's going to be plenty of opportunity to be taking your phone call today. 213-432-1090. And if you're getting the busy signal, just fire off a text on that Let's Talk Hookup app.
Because lines are full. They want to talk to James,
yeah,
for
doubt,
sure.
Man.
And the texts are flowing through, lots and lots and lots of texts. Let's go ahead and jump on the phone.
That sounds great, man. Why don't we start
off?
Yeah, why don't we start it off this morning with our buddy John. He's calling us from Escondido this morning. John, thanks for getting us started here on the phones.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Hey, James, last time you were on the show, I asked about the lithium batteries for smaller items. And you see a lot of the new electronic fishing reels and people using the lithium batteries, and they're able to fish, you know, 2-3 days straight, where the other batteries you're having to change out, you know, several times a day. And I know that your company's not into those yet, or maybe they are, you are now, but maybe you could recommend or tell us what we should look for in buying a lithium battery for the electric reels.
I've actually done quite a bit of testing with electric reels, and what we find is we have a smaller portable line of batteries that are used in portable fish finders that work really well. So they're a higher voltage battery. They operate at 14.8 volts nominal, and all of them come in an orange case to kind of distinguish them. And what I found is I went out on Lake Superior here in Minnesota, where, you know, we're able to access 800, 900 foot of water fairly easily. And our smallest battery at that 14.8 volts is a 15 amp hour battery. And what I was seeing is it just performed phenomenally well. 8 pounds of weight, 80 pound test line. I was looking to create a lot of drag and resistance in the water. And I believe I calculated it out that with that 15 amp hour battery, I would have been able to do about 20,000 feet of retrieval.
Whoa.
With that. And that's a 2.4 pound battery. So we do have batteries that work really, really well
Wait a minute. You said that battery weighs 2.4 pounds?
2.7 pounds, I'm sorry.
Oh, my.
Well under 3 pounds. Very
wow.
light. Durable as a day is long, integrated battery meter, so you can keep track. You just push the button on top of the battery. It tells you what the state of charge is, and then it has a couple integrated USB ports if you want to charge your phone off it or something else while you're out fishing. It works pretty slick.
Cool.
That 15-amp-hour battery, I think, under $150 with charger. So we do have some offerings. It works phenomenally well. And in that same line of orange 14.8 portable batteries, we go all the way up to 50 amp hours. So you can kind of pick the battery that would be the right capacity for you and weight, of course. As they get a higher capacity, they weigh more. So depending on how long you're going to be out there, you can pick the battery that would be the right fit for you. And I've tested the heck out of them. They work really, really well with these electric reels.
Pretty impressive.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. Okay, a 50 amp hour battery, a portable mm-hmm. battery like that, how much does that weigh?
Just under seven. Six pounds, 15 ounces.
No.
Oh, my gosh. That's unreal.
I was
7 pounds?
Yeah, I was waiting for way more than that. That's
yeah.
great. Wow.
That's unreal. So there's your answer,
yeah.
John. It's like, perfect. Get on. And you can buy those online, right? Or you can buy them at the local dealers, like Angler's Marine.
Yeah. I mean, Angler's Marine, they sell a ton of the 32 amp hour battery. And I assume some people are using them to power a single sonar unit in a boat, but I'm sure some other guys are using them for electric reels. So Angler's Marine, I know they carry them.
Okay.
We're sending them new supplies all the time.
And the 32 amp weighs how much?
4.85 pounds.
That's crazy.
Less than
you guys are asking me to dig way into the archive of gray matter here for all these numbers.
We have never stumped you.
I was going to say, it's been three times and we haven't stumped you yet, so we're trying to find something.
Yeah. Well, great. All right, there's your answer. That sounds
That's
a perfect solution for an electric reel.
Oh, no
if
doubt.
You're going swordfish fishing or whatever, you're going to deep cotting or whatever, get a Norse, one of the portable Norse, and go heavy, man. Go 5 pounds and get the heavy one.
Think about how much easy. Like our plan was to direct wire and do all the plug. Like just. I'm not even gonna think. I mean, just to have a battery that weighs 4 pounds, you can just move around and just only deal with it for the little time, and not have to screw in glue and worry about corroded wire runs.
Right.
I mean, I'm just gonna do that.
If you're doing, if you have a lobster puller like an Ace line hauler,
again,
you could totally do that. Instead of having to wire in there. Yeah,
awesome.
Great idea.
We're bringing the fanny pack back at Norsk. The guys that I've talked to are just throwing it in the fanny pack, and if they're hooked up to a big fish, they can move. They're not confined by being plugged in anywhere in the boat. They can move from stern to bow, and all around the wheelhouse if they need to, without having to worry about coming disconnected from power source. It just travels with you.
And you guys have a great website, NorseLithium.com, that kind of details all these different batteries, whether it be a portable battery or a Stark battery or whatever, right?
Yep, absolutely. And those portable batteries, they're not intended for powering like a trolling motor. They're for, 20 amp draw or less, which with an electric reel, you don't draw that much. So in my testing, we were around 14, 15 amps. So it worked really, really well.
All right.
Awesome.
Well, speaking of Angler's Marine, we have U.S. Open champion Kyle Grover on the line. Good morning, Kyle.
Morning.
Hey, great to have you. You just finished another tournament up at Shasta, right?
Yeah, just had one up at Shasta. Was right there for a couple days and then kind of fell down to 18th after the last day. But, yeah, just got back from the first one of the year. It was a lot of fun.
It must have been a little tough with the rain and such like that, huh?
It's brutal, the fishing weather up there. That's the third time I've been there. It's rained. It's been terrible weather every time I go. But they're spotted bass, so they bite really well. And actually, they bite better the crappier the weather is. So it was a lot of fun, despite just being in the miserable weather every day.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, Kyle, I know you installed Norsk Lithium in your boat, and what do you think? I mean, you were kind of one of the test guys here, and what do you think of them?
Just unbelievable batteries. I've been running. I have 400 amp hour lithiums in my boat. I've got three of them running my trolling motor, and then I have all of my electronics on one of them. It's kind of a bit of a overkill, the 100 amp hour. On the electronics, I have three big units in my boat, and then a power pole and a active target. So it's a lot of stuff to power. I haven't pushed it further than 2 days. I've gone 2 days without charging anything, and I haven't been able to run them past 80%. Yeah, they've got a really cool app that you can download on your phone to see where your batteries are at. And I went 2 days on Lake Mead last month, all cold days, and I got them down to, like, the lowest one was 80%. So
amazing.
I think I could probably go three or four days if I wanted to. I probably won't try to do that, but I could.
But, I mean, think about the amount of draw, you know, going back in the old days, pre-lithium, running that many screens and all the electronics and pumps and, you know, and like you say, and power poles and everything else, what that draw would have been. And to only 80%
of the days. Yeah, you couldn't have done it for sure.
That's awesome.
Now, James, correct me if I'm wrong, but the way I understand it is even if he was down to 10% power on those North Lithium batteries, it would still run everything at 100%, right? That's one of the big advantages of lithium?
Yeah, correct. I mean, you're going to, at that last 10%, you will start to see some voltage drop, but it's so much less than lead acid. And first, nice to talk to you, Kyle. You and I have never actually spoke, so thanks for the kind words about the batteries, and congrats on your big tournament win earlier this spring.
Oh, thank you. That's funny to talk to you.
Yeah. Of course, Kyle grew up in the business. His dad, Rick, owns Anglers Marine, and you kind of grew up on a bass boat, didn't you?
I did, yeah. I can remember being a little kid, 5, 6 years old, and him driving down to San Diego when he used to host the show. So
yeah, I remember having you on the show. Yeah,
right.
5 or 6 years old, you're making me feel old, man. Yeah. So you grew up on the bass boat, and you've done so well and in the professional bass world. So tell us about what having Norsk Lithium batteries on the boat has done for your expertise on the water.
Yeah, like, what's the advantage?
The biggest thing that in the last year I've gotten, I'm really into the forward facing sonar deal. I'm pretty dialed on it. And the biggest thing that we've realized is you want to have your active target. I know this is saltwater shot, and I know guys are catching them in bay bass tournaments up around here. I know some guys are using forward facing sonar in their boats to catch spotties and everything. And they're fishing sand bass and calicos on the wall and whatnot, is the picture that you get on your screen is just insanely clear if you have it on a standalone battery and not on your crank battery. When you've got your electronics hooked up to your crank battery like everybody's done forever, you get a lot of interference because generally that power starts at the crank and then it's going to your console. So, and then it's going again up to the front of the boat. It's just stopping so many places, and it gets interrupted. You get a lot of interference on the screen. So if you have your stuff hooked up that way, you can bump up the sensitivity. And if you get the sensitivity so high, your entire screen gets blown out with interference. When you have it rigged, direct wired to a standalone lithium battery, one, it takes that power off of your crank battery, so if you're sitting on a spot for a long time, you're not draining your crank battery down where you might have a start issue towards the end of the day. But there's no interference on your screen. Like on my active target, I could bump the sensitivity up as high as I want, and all it does is it'll mess up my bottom visibility, but the actual clarity in the screen, there's no interference out there. So you can have your sensitivity way up, which gives you harder returns on fish that are out there, and you're not draining your crank battery, and you're just getting the best view you can. I can see my little tiny quarter-ounce drop shot weight 110 feet out in front of me falling in 40 feet of water.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really? Well, that makes a lot of sense, though, just like eliminating any interference. So is that what? That's why you have three 100-amp Norse lithiums on powering that?
I just have, so I have three just for my trolling motor. The trolling motor is 36 volts, and then I just have one, because I have a total of five batteries in my boat. I just have a regular lead acid for just my crank. So all that's doing is starting my engine, and it's powering just like my live wells, bilge pumps and whatnot. And then I have a standalone for just my, all three of my fish finders and my active target. So all of those, my side scan's clear, my 2D sonar is down scan, and then what really the active, the forward-facing sonar is extremely clear.
That's awesome. Because it has its own dedicated battery.
Exactly.
So all your electronics are hooked up to 100 amp?
Yes, everything in. And I can go, I'm sure I could go 3 or 4 days on that. But we sell a lot of the, you guys were talking about it earlier, the 32 amp hour, the small one, that one's perfect. You can run a full day on one of those. And then we started to order some of the 50 amp hours for someone running a boat similar to mine where you've got 3 or 4 units you want to power for a full day and an active target. And they're a lot smaller. We just put them in they fit real nice in your rod box in front of your console. They don't take up a lot of space. You can pull them out to charge them, or you can charge them right there in the boat. It's a lot easier than doing that whole 100 amp hour in the back of the boat.
And now, how much is James? How much does a 100 amp hour battery, a Norse lithium battery, weigh?
How much does it weigh? 24.5 pounds.
Wow, so nothing. I mean, it's crazy.
Not much.
Yeah. So how do you charge this whole system, Kyle?
I personally, because I have them all in the back of my boat, I have just a five bank battery charger. If you do one of the smaller ones, then they come with their own standalone battery charger that you can just run. The way that we install them at the shop for bass boat applications, we put them in a small little battery box, and you can just run an extension cord to it and plug it in right to the box, or you can pull it out and then charge it in your garage or in your kitchen or whatever you want.
For the small
I don't
one.
Do that because I'm scared. I'm a very forgetful person. I know I would get to the water like in the morning of the tournament, be running across the lake, and be like, "Oh my god, I left my battery in the."
Now that it's still on the kitchen counter.
Yeah, I would do that for sure. So I've just got one. I've got mine in the back of my boat.
So for all five batteries, you have one charger that including your lead acid battery, is all connected to one charger.
And you just plug one extension cord in the garage, and you're done.
Yeah, one 5-bank charger for me. Yeah.
Sick. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Sick.
Sounds incredible. Wow.
And it's a little more pricier that way. That's why we sell a lot of guys, you know, we sell a lot of aluminum boats, and everybody's getting forward-facing sonar now. A lot of guys have been opting for smaller boats, but they're bumping up the electronics, putting $5,000 to $10,000 worth of electronics on these things, and then there kind of gets tight there at the end. So we, you know, when you just do these little batteries, they're only, you know, $275 to $375. It's nothing crazy. And then we just want to get the power off of the crank battery. Guys just have issues. Our lakes are small around here. You know, if you're down at San Diego, you're at El Cap. You know, it's 5 minutes. You're at the other end of the lake. You never get to drive around enough to keep your crank battery charged. So this just takes all that pressure off your crank battery. You won't have any issues during the day when you're fishing. On top of the view that you get on your screen, is just getting all of that power off your crank battery. That's what these things are the best for. If we sell any boat with forward-facing sonar off it, we pretty much force someone to get one of these batteries now, because it's just going to you're going to be up our butt because your crank battery's dying. It's because you just got too much power coming off that thing. So
it makes a great deal. I think the biggest thing is the interference. Brought up that point. It's like, that's huge to have that isolated.
Yeah.
There's certainly a learning curve to running and knowing what you're looking at in forward-facing sonar, and to try to do that with an interference and a dirty screen, like just to try to battle that, to take that element out of, you know, learning that electronics is huge.
Yeah, it helps so much. I can't recommend it enough.
Yeah, I would think at any kind of sonar, up and down, take interference out, it's going to help.
Yeah, no, it makes your side scan clear. Everything you see these electronic companies, and they put out their promotion pictures of how good their side scan looks. And it's because they, when they go and take those pictures, they just got a sonar on a stick right there on a boat with a battery connected right like 2 feet away from it. And that's why when they put the thing in the water, that's why it looks so good, because there's no, it's not stopping anywhere, there's no interference, and you get a picture like that when you rig it on a standalone battery.
Wow.
That's cool.
Well, Kyle Grover, hey, thanks awesome. A lot for joining us. Of course, Anglers Marine, we can go see you and your dad at Anglers Marine and learn more about Norse Lithium and purchase Norse Lithium right there at Anglers Marine, right?
Yep, we got them all. We got a big stand right when you walk in the shop up here in Anaheim.
All right. Well, keep it up. Keep up your wins there, Kyle, and good luck. We'll follow you, and thanks a lot for joining us, and say hi to your dad.
Will do. Thanks, guys. Nice meeting everybody. Have a good morning.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much. Thanks. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk. We've got more with James, Norris, Loris, and Morris Norris, and a whole lot more of your phone calls and texts. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on that Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hayden Lane here from Fastlane Kayaks. And let me tell you, it's that time of year again. The dead of winter. The hours behind our computer screens watching fishing YouTube videos or scrolling through forums, it's over. Fishing season is just around the corner, and the Bart Hall Show is here to usher in our favorite part of year. So call your friends, grab your family, and head to the show, February 15th through 18th. Stop by our booth and say hi. We'll be right next to the Hobie Seminars, so you can interact with the experts, wrap out with Afram from War Baits or Chad from Hookup Baits, catch a seminar from some of the best kayak fishermen around, ask questions, get involved. But that's not all. Everyone who sits in on a seminar is entered to win a brand new Hobie Mirage Lynx, a game-changing platform that revolutionized fishing kayaks. Didn't win the raffle? We're offering the best deals of the year on new Hobie kayaks and accessories. Well, that's all I've got time for now. Hope to see you at the Fastlane Kayaking Booth at the Bart Hall Show, February 15th through 18th in Del Mar.
I've had the opportunity to fish many places in many different types of water, but never have I fished a place as much fun as Katmai Lodge in Alaska. Hello, my name is Harold Davis, typically fishing in the ocean, but this is an experience that you have to try for yourself. Fish natural rivers with tens of thousands of fish coming up. And they have all the gear. Spinning, bait casting, fly rods, kings, silvers, pinks, sockeyes, and my favorite, the chums. Outstanding food, outstanding accommodations, great service. The lodge is located in the beautiful Katmai National Park, filled with amazing wildlife. Brown bears, moose, eagles, otters, and it has spectacular scenery. And also the fact that the lodge is located right on the Alagnac River and your boat is just steps away from your room makes it great. Do yourself a favor, call Charmel at 1-800-330-0326 or go online katmai.com, and like Pete says, they will hook you up.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone, the Ford F-150, available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Bizzano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.
Hook up!
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning talking Norris lithium batteries and talking fishing too. Again, if you want to join us this morning, phones are still jam-packed. 213-432-1090. Or keep those texts rolling on Let's Talk Hookup app. It's been a busy show already.
Yeah. Nice talking to James. Nice talking to Kyle there. He's quite the proponent. He's the guy that's using them on the water there, right?
Yeah, I mean, nothing speaks more loudly than somebody that's using the product and just having great success with it. And you're not going to find very many people that are going to be using it harder than Mr. Grover.
Yeah, and that's the cool thing is that Anglers Marine's a dealer of yours, and you can go and talk to Kyle about it at Anglers Marine and purchase the batteries right there, which is really great.
I mean, obviously, just so much knowledge wrapped up in that man's head. I mean, he's using, you know, Lowrance, Active Target, and everything that he's seeing powering that system. I mean, the other forward-facing sonar systems, it's the exact same experience. If you give those sonar units clean, high-voltage power, the results are just unbelievable.
Yeah.
If you run it through your dash and you throw a lot of interference into it, like the man said, you're just going to struggle. You're not going to be happy. So, you know, give it the right power, and you're getting off started on the right foot, and you're going to be successful.
That was great. Yeah, and you can tell Kyle's got a badass system in that boat, man. Yeah. You could tell that sounded really cool.
Well, I don't, you know, it sounds like, I mean, we all deal with interference, whether it be an up and down meter,
yeah,
or
sure,
side scan sonar, whatever. It makes total sense
so
to have like a dedicated battery to your system there. Yeah,
I really
like
it.
Not going through the motor. You have a great text.
I thought so for sure. This is a great one for James. It says, good morning, guys. A couple of questions and a comment also for Mark Wish coming up. It says, the dogwoods are blooming a few weeks early in Oceanside, so it must be an El Nino thing. Time to start looking. That was the first part. But his question for James, part of which has been covered, he has a 175-horse Yamaha and wanted to talk about the starting issues with lithium, which we covered already. The second part, though, was he was hoping that, James, you could describe a lithium battery system for a 21-foot skiff, appropriate size, power, etc., that we should be looking for to power an onboard system that included not only house bank, but pumps, electronics, etc. Like, what should the system look for powering a 21-foot open fishing skiff?
I'm just going to make a huge guess here. I mean, if I was going to do this right, I would connect and have a deep discussion about what each of the pumps and sonar units is doing as far as like an amp draw. But just to kind of cover my bases here and aim high, I would take 200 amp hour batteries. I'd rig them in parallel. So I've got one large battery essentially at 200 amp hours, and I would run all of my accessories, my lights, my pumps, my sonar, my radar, all of those items would be run off of those 200 amp hour batteries wired in parallel. And you could connect those batteries with a DC to DC charger off the starting battery to make sure that, you know, once that starting battery is full, any excess current then is going to that house bank to charge it. So I would, you know, extend the offer to the listener. If they want to get more detailed about this, just reach out to us at norsklithium.com. I'll be happy to give you like a real detailed breakdown once I understand more about, you know, the actual accessories that are being run. But just shooting from the hip, 200 amp hour batteries rigged in parallel, create one giant battery, run everything off that, and my guess is, unless you're doing something pretty extreme out there with accessories, that's going to cover you. You'll be very satisfied.
That would include that, other than the start battery, would be just dedicated to the motor.
Correct.
Oh, perfect.
You know, and James, you've made that offer before on the show, and I mean, you sure seem like you stand behind him. You've said multiple times, if somebody has a question and they're, you know, they're in the same situation, this was Mike, if you're in the same situation as Mike, that you're really wanting to do some research, you've made that offer a lot of times. You said reach out, call you, send you an email, like, you know, you'll walk them through the process.
I was overwhelmed the last time I was on the show. It took several weeks for me to get through all of the emails. I may have missed a couple, but boy, I tried really hard to answer in great detail everyone that reached out to us. So if you're expecting like a one-sentence response to a question you send our way, that's not the way it works.
That's not the way James works.
No, I'm going to write you a short novel. You're going to have the information you need to make good, educated decisions. And, I mean, I want to earn people's business, but if you take that information and go buy, you know, a different product, so be it. I'm really here about just trying to, you know, help and educate. And anybody listening right now, if you've got any questions, send them through the website to Norse, you know, customer service. You will get a response. We're going to help.
Good job, man. That's rad.
That's northlithium.com. You just shoot them an email, and chances are James is going to answer it for you.
Well, since the last show, I've elicited, we've got two other customer service people, right? So it will be the three of us that are going to try to tackle it this time.
The brand
if you guys have quite the audience, and if anything gets super technical, then the other two customer service guys will send it my way so I can get deep in the weeds and dig up all the information that the question requires.
Fantastic. Hey, Todd in Fort Collins, Colorado asks, good morning, gentlemen. I have a 2005 Triton bass boat. Would need to charge out the onboard charging unit. Would I need to change out the onboard charging unit if I change batteries to Norsk Lithium?
Maybe. So it depends on the charger that's currently in there. If I had more information on that, I could give you a definitive. What I can say is if the boat is, you know, 5 years old or less, chances are the battery charger installed will be lithium compatible. You know, like Minn Kota is a real popular charger. Even their older PC chargers that predates an actual lithium setting work really well with Norsk lithium batteries. But in this case, I would just have your listener just send us an email. Let us know the exact model of charger that's being used, and we'll be able to respond definitively yes or no if that's going to need to be changed out.
Cool.
Great info.
All right.
Hey, let's jump into the phones. They are absolutely packed solid. This time we're going to talk to Don. He's calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. Don, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Really interesting show this morning. My question is more from a practical use and maintenance side. What can a boater do with one of your batteries to basically shorten the life and therefore, not doing that, extend the life of a battery?
Biggest thing that, I mean, this is all brands, all batteries, use the wrong charger, right? That is the number one thing that'll get people off on the wrong foot and shorten the life of any battery, lithium, lead acid, AGM. So, you know, be thoughtful about the battery charger being used. Make sure it's lithium compatible. And then the final thing is if you fully discharge a lithium battery or any battery, recharge it immediately. We have so few problems with our lithium batteries. But one of the things that can potentially kill one is essentially run it hard, put it away wet, right? Where you just run it to zero and then you store it. And at that point, what's happening is even though lithium batteries continue to lose current very slowly, there is a minimum voltage in each cell where if it falls below that, that battery is not recoverable. So use the right charger. And if you use it all the way, use all the capacity in the battery, charge it up same day or next day or within a week, you're going to be just fine. Lithium batteries don't mind being fully discharged. They just want to be recharged soon. So those two things, keep them in mind. You will have a long and very happy relationship with your lithium batteries.
And to be clear, those are the same attributes as a lead acid or AGM. You know, it's not like you can, take a lead acid and run it to zero and just leave that at zero forever and think that's going to come back either. I mean, same negatives apply to all the other principles as well.
Absolutely. In fact, I would say it's even more detrimental. I mean, lead acid batteries should never be discharged below 50%.
Right.
You're damaging them. So by the time you hit zero, I mean, you can permanently destroy a lead acid battery by discharging it to zero and then recharging it immediately within just a couple of cycles like that. A lithium battery is actually intended, our lithium batteries are intended to be discharged 100%. Just don't leave it that way. Use all the capacity and charge it back up, and it will live a long, long life.
Can you overcharge a lithium battery?
No. So the BMS, the brain, there's a little computer that sits inside these batteries.
In Norsk?
They monitor. all lithium batteries.
Okay.
I mean, you really can't offer a lithium battery without a BMS and have a product that would be even remotely safe, right? So what that BMS does is it monitors everything that's going on, each individual cell's voltage, temperature, the number of charge cycles. It's real. That's what that brain's job is to make sure that that battery stays healthy and that users don't do things to damage it. So if you were to have a charger that malfunctioned and didn't shut off, the BMS is going to disconnect the battery from the charger. It's going to essentially close the charging circuit. So, you know, the battery charger may still try to send current, but the battery is no longer receiving it. So that is, if you have a properly functioning BMS, you cannot overcharge the battery. The battery will protect itself.
God, great info, man. That's awesome. Appreciate the call very much. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming away, including the catch report, more your phone calls, more great texts, and a whole lot more info with James. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and that Let's Talk Hookup app.
Hi, I'm Bart Hull, and I want to thank you for visiting our shows over the last 76 years. Many of you hearing this will have caught your first fish at the Kids Fish Free Trout Pond. And this year at the Bart Hull Shows, February 15th to 18th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, we are going to gather once again to celebrate the passion of outdoor recreation. Please come and join us. And while you're there, stop by the Coastal Conservation Association of California booth and become a member. California needs your help, and CCA Cal is the only organization with any chance of protecting our fishing access. This year, CCA Cal will start the Star Tournament in Southern California. This is one of the nation's most successful fishing tournaments, but it is the first time it's been introduced to California. Win fabulous prizes, including a brand new Parker boat and Yamaha motor. Learn all the details of the Star Fishing Tournament at the CCA Cal booth at the Bart Hull Shows. Details at hallshows.com.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
This is Captain Brandon Nelson from Lucky Bee Sport Fishing. Our dynamic fishery here on the West Coast is home to some of the most iconic game fish that swim the salty world. We demand tools designed to perform flawlessly and deliver the upper hand in any situation. That's why I use and recommend the all-new G. Loomis IMX Pro Offshore series of rods. It's a full lineup of purpose-built 20 to 80 pound class rods. I have been fortunate enough to be working with G. Loomis on the IMX Pro for some time to help develop the actions we need here on the West Coast. And they nailed it. The G. Loomis multi-taper design technology adds material where the blank is likely to fail and subtracts material where it won't. A sea guide train and Fuji reel seat complement a battle-on grip that offers extreme fatigue-fighting comfort. They have been helping my passengers on Lucky Bee Sport Fishing land some amazing fish, and now they are ready for you. The new G. Loomis IMX Pro Offshore Rod Series at your local Shimano or G. Loomis
dealer. Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. Fishdope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Fishdope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. Fishdope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. Fishdope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have fishdope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new fishdope.com membership. Check it out today. Fishdope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.